It's time for Pacers Weekly.
Welcome to Pacers Weekly on 107.5 FM, 1070 The Fan. I'm Pat Boylan. We are live on The Circle in downtown Indianapolis, talking to you into December now. It was a week for the Pacers where they spent the last two games on the road in Houston and in Toronto. Most recently, that game against the Raptors last night, 120-115 win for Toronto. Indiana faced two teams on the road that are two of the top teams in the NBA. Houston right now supporting the league's best record. And the Toronto Raptors had beaten Indiana seven straight in their building. Both of those games, the Pacers came out playing well. Indiana leading after one and then struggling in those middle quarters before trying to put something together in the fourth. For the Raptors, that 120-115 loss, Indiana made things interesting down the stretch with a 9-2 run. They got back into the game. Corey Joseph missed a three, or I should say Darren Collison missed a three, down by five in the final seconds in Toronto with the Pacers battling. But the Raptors coming away with that win. Toronto and Houston a combined 30-11 in both of those games on the road. So a tough two-game road stretch for the Pacers. They come away empty, and now they head back home for six straight at home. We'll get you into more details with those games, how you can take advantage, be inside Bankers Live Fieldhouse, and catch our broadcast in just a moment. That game against Toronto last night, Victor Oladipo, fantastic. He goes for 36 points. But to go with that 36 just jumps out. But he had 7 rebounds, 6 assists, 3 steals, 3 blocks. Probably Victor Oladipo's most complete game all around. He certainly affected the game more significantly when you look at San Antonio, that late 3 that he hit in that one. Perhaps even the Toronto game the week before where he had a big role in a Pacers comeback. But he put up some gaudy numbers last night, 36 points for Victor Oladipo. Lance Stephenson had a nice road trip. I think that was important because Stephenson had started to get things together at home. He'd been playing a lot better inside Bankers Life Fieldhouse, but he had really struggled on the road this year, and he had a nice couple of games in Houston and Toronto, 11 points on 50% shooting in 19 minutes for Lance Stephenson. So the Pacers are coming home for the foreseeable future. In fact, they don't play a road game now until December 17th. We are on December 2nd, and the Pacers do not play on the road until December 17th. In fact, the Pacers do not have two consecutive games on the road until January the 15th. So we're going to go about a month and a half here where the Pacers don't have back-to-back road games. They'll look to take advantage inside Bankers Life Fieldhouse where they played well this year. It starts on Monday, December the 4th against the Knicks, and there's a couple of injuries to opponents that may come into play here. Kristaps Porzingis went down on Wednesday night with an ankle injury. The results of his MRI were negative. However, he has not had a game to try to play in since. They play in a back-to-back on Sunday and Monday. Orlando, they play the Knicks on Sunday. So we will see, maybe perhaps get a little bit more insight on whether Kristaps Porzingis will be available for that game. Then the Pacers host Chicago. Then on Friday, it's the Cleveland Cavaliers. On Sunday, December the 10th, the Denver Nuggets and Nikola Jokic went down also with an ankle injury, and he's expected to miss several games. What defines several, we don't know, but the Pacers in 9 days will take on Denver and potentially without Nikola Jokic in that one. And then Wednesday, December the 13th, that's the game against Oklahoma City. Paul George returns to Indianapolis, the Thunder getting a win last night, but they've struggled this year. They're out to a 9-12 start in Oklahoma City. And then on Friday, that 6-game home stand comes to an end against the Detroit Pistons. It'll be the third time Indiana has clashed with Detroit this year. We've got some great ticket specials that you can take advantage of for those home games by visiting pacers.com/tickets. Some of those games are on sale, and you can take advantage of those deals right now by visiting pacers.com/tickets. We also have a holiday pack for you. It's a new 5-game holiday pack. It's only been up for about 24 hours now, so you can go over to pacers.com/holiday, and it's got a great 5 games in that pack. A chance to see Steph Curry, Kevin Durant in Golden State, LeBron James in the Cavs, the 76ers, the Bulls, the Lakers as well are in that pack. And a good opportunity, perhaps, if you're still thinking of Christmas shopping, that 5-game holiday pack to see some of the better opponents the Pacers played this year and on some prime nights as well at Bankers Life Fieldhouse. We'd love to hear from you and be part of this show. We'd love to be interactive at Pat Boylan Pacers on Twitter is how you can contact me over there. 317-239-1070 is the number to call in. A welcome to all of our guests, perhaps in town for the football game coming up a little bit later, Wisconsin and Ohio State. If you are here and listening to this, we will be talking Pacers basketball here through the 10 o'clock hour. Pacers fall to the Raptors last night. Next up are the New York Knicks, but a rare weekend off. How often in the NBA do you see a team not have to play on Saturday, not have to play on Sunday? It's a much-deserved break for the Pacers, who have played 23 games already, and that is pretty high amongst that game total number around the NBA so far. The Pacers into their second quarter as well of the season. All right, coming up next, we will chat with Mark Boyle. We will hear from Mark Boyle. He'll chat with Nate McMillan. We got a great show, as always, coming up for you. We'll hear from Mark. Chris Denari as well caught up with Victor Oladipo. Their conversation coming up a little bit later. And as usual, Eddie White, Mark Monteith, and Jeremiah Johnson will join us just a little bit later in the show. But Mark Boyle, his conversation with head coach Nate McMillan is next on Pacers Weekly.
Financing was always a concern.
We were a brand new couple out of college.
First bought a dog, which made us buy the house, of course.
Knew we were getting married, so correct, we wanted something to be able to move into right away. We ended up finding Forum Credit Union, and through Forum Credit Union, we got pre-approved.
Really liked working with Forum. The best to offer, rate-wise.
Everything went so smoothly.
Forum Credit Union made it easy.
Forum Credit Union. Your money, your voice. Equal housing opportunity lender. NMLS number 469848.
Hi, Pacer fans. This is Victor Oladipo. You know Banker's Life from the name on our home court, Banker's Life Fieldhouse. Banker's Life is also part of the CNO Financial Group family of insurance brands. CNO Financial is based right here in Central Indiana. In fact, they are one of the 10 largest companies in the state, providing health and life insurance, as well as retirement solutions to middle-income Americans across Indiana and nationwide. Learn more about CNO Financial and its Central Indiana roots at CNOINC.com. That's CNOinc.com. And let's go, Pacers.
Through our local associates, Stanley Security, one of the world's leading global security providers, has been involved in the Indianapolis community for over 70 years, supplying security products and service to the commercial, industrial, and institutional facilities. Stanley is a founding sponsor of Bankers Life Fieldhouse and the official security products provider of the Indiana Pacers. Find out how Stanley Security can provide a solution for you at stanleysecurity.com.
Disney on Ice presents Dare to Dream, where I can chase adventure like Maui and Moana.
Dream big with Rapunzel.
Anapu's family is forever.
And Belle shows us beauty is found within.
At Disney on Ice presents Dare to Dream.
Coming to Bankers Life Fieldhouse January 17th through 21st. For tickets and show information, visit DisneyOnIce.com today.
We're live on the Circle in downtown Indianapolis. This is Pacers Weekly. I'm Pat Boylan. If you haven't visited the new Pacers team store downtown or online, make sure to head on over in that direction. You can see the new Nike gear, including some new jerseys over there, t-shirts, hoodies for men, women, kids, and knock off a couple things on your holiday shopping list. You can do it online, pacersteamstore.com, or it's downtown, right attached to Bankers Life Fieldhouse. We'll start things off here with Pacers Weekly. We hear from Pacers radio play-by-play voice Mark Boyle and his weekly conversation with head coach Nate McMillan. Mark?
Thank you, Pat. The Pacers continue to have their ups and downs, but on balance, things appear to be going pretty well. For example, you've been very competitive on the road, and now you're looking at a six-game homestand coming up. So how do you assess where your team is right now?
Well, you just take it one game at a time. I think we've done some good things. We've been in most of the ball games early this season, and we're still learning about our guys, what they can do and different combinations of players out there. But we've been competitive.
That's an ongoing process. I'm curious as to how you feel about this then. You say you're learning about your guys and all of the things that go into that. Do you expect there to be a point where you have a fully complete grasp on all of that?
Yeah, eventually that will come. But as you just mentioned, we are coming into a home stretch. You know, how do we handle that? We've been on the road most of this season, and now we talked about this a week ago. 9 out of our last 11 games are going to be at home, and trying to take advantage of this stretch of home games. And you take it one game at a time. We'll see how we come out in about 2 weeks, but the approach is the same. You take it one game at a time.
Still, though, even though the schedule is 41 home, 41 on the road, and as you say, Nate, one game at a time, a six-game stretch is an unusually long stretch. So because of that, does it become more critical?
Well, again, we don't want to put any added pressure. You focus on what the schedule, the way the schedule is set up. It is very unusual, and our approach, again, one game at a time. We will learn from that game whether we win or we lose, and not get too caught up in putting the pressure that, you know, you have to win these games. We know that. We know that you have to try to take advantage of home games and making our place, our building, a special place to play. But you can only play one game at a time, and that's where our focus will be.
Looking at that stretch then from something other than the game perspective, you are home for 2 weeks. There is opportunity to practice. Does it provide an opportunity then to accelerate the progress in familiar environs?
Yeah, well, again, I mean, it's, yeah, we will be at home. We will have that opportunity to practice. You know, we're playing some pretty good teams, you know, during that stretch. And once again, you know, the focus is going to be one game at a time, and you see how you come out of that game at that time.
I know you don't spend a lot of time looking at anything other than your own team. You don't really have the time or resources to do so because there is such a focus on your own. But when you look around the league at this stage of the season, have you seen anything that's really jumped out at you in terms of something that surprised you, whether it's Detroit at 14-6 or some other team like Oklahoma City struggling? Do you pay much attention to stuff like that?
Yeah, well, you know, it's pretty much a balanced league, it seems like, you know, where, you know, each night anybody can be beaten on a given night. And, you know, you look at the teams that have started off, you know, pretty hot, as you mentioned, Detroit. Not so much of a surprise in the sense that if you come out and you play the game the right way, you know, you get in a good rhythm, you can win some games. We've done that. We've gotten off to a pretty good start with playing good basketball. But, you know, any given night, you can win games if you are prepared. And, you know, some of these teams that people are picking to, you know, be the top teams, you know, they've struggled at times, you know, with OKC getting off to a slow start. You know, Cleveland got off to somewhat of a slow start. Now you're seeing those guys starting to get their rhythm. You know, people, I think, kind of wrote Boston off after their first two losses. Then they went on a 14-15 game winning streak. So, you know, you have to, again, take it one game at a time and, you know, learn from that and try to build from that game.
Along those same lines, in the East, you've seen bottom feeders like the Knicks and the Sixers suddenly become very competitive. Is the East getting better?
I think so. I think, again, people didn't talk much about New York. I think the thought there was they was in a rebuild, and that team is playing really good basketball. They've been solid, you know, throughout this short season on both ends of the floors, and they've had some good wins. I think they played a lot of their games at home, but they have been able to take advantage of their home stretch and play solid basketball. Yes, I do think the East is good. May not. I don't think it's as bad as people at the beginning of the season were saying. It's a very competitive league, and again, you know, these teams each night. You know, Philadelphia has certainly improved. So, you know, it's better than what I think the folks were saying at the beginning of the season.
Pacers coach Nate McMillan, kind enough to spend some time with us, as he does on a regular basis here on Saturday morning. The Pacers last night in Toronto, starting a homestand Monday against the Knicks. They won't be back out on the road again until the 17th when they face the Nets in Brooklyn. Let's go back to Pat Boylan in our studio.
All right, Mark and Nate, thank you. And I think one thing the Pacers have been this year really speaks to Nate McMillan and the consistency of the team. If I were to tell you the last time the Pacers have lost to a team with a losing record, you might have to start racking your brain. And I'm talking right now, not necessarily when they played that team. But you look at the standings right now and you try to figure out the last time the Pacers lost to a team with a losing record. And without cheating, you probably wouldn't guess it because you have to go all the way back to Wednesday, October the 25th, when the Pacers took on, ironically, Oklahoma City. That's the last time the Pacers have lost to a team who is currently under 500 right now, October 25th. And we are now into the month of December, and there were so many moving pieces this year. Only five players back from last year's team, four if you don't count Lance Stephenson, who just joined at the very end, and Nate McMillan and his group have transitioned about as seamlessly as you can through that process. We got more Pacers Weekly coming up for you. We go inside Denary's den next. Victor Oladipo had 36 points, and he speaks with Chris Denary after the break on Pacers Weekly.
Jason's Deli offers a variety of healthy options, starting with a salad bar that has over 30 items and many organics. We believe in wholesome ingredients, awesome taste, and no surprises. Thanks to our decades of experience in fresh food preparation and delivery, Jason's Deli is able to provide breakfast, lunch, and dinner for all your catering needs throughout the Indianapolis area. Come visit Jason's Deli today at Bankers Life Fieldhouse, 82nd Street and 116th and Allisonville Road. Check us out online at jasonsdeli.com.
Celebrate over 20 years of America's biggest rock holiday tradition. Trans-Siberian Orchestra's Ghosts of Christmas Eve. Live in concert, presented by Hallmark Channel. December 20th at Bankers Life Fieldhouse. Reserve seats on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Hi, Pacers fans. This is Chris Denary. Did you know that Indiana has some of the hardest water in the country? To improve the quality of water in your home, do what I did. Choose a whole home water treatment system from Kinetico. Our glasses no longer have a chalky white film, our sinks and tubs stay cleaner longer, and I know our drinking water is safe for the whole family, including my dogs Granger and Bailey. Visit KineticoIndy.com today to set up your free in-home water test. Kinetico, official sponsor of the Indiana Pacers.
Pacers fans, don't miss a game just because you're not in front of a TV. You can watch Pacers basketball anywhere with Fox Sports Go.
Stephenson scores and a foul.
Never miss a moment of the action. Launch the Fox Sports Go app on your phone or tablet. Sign in and stream the Pacers.
Here goes Oladipo.
Take every game, pregame, and postgame along for the ride no matter where you go. Watch Pacers basketball on Fox Sports Indiana. And when you're on the move, stream the Pacers anywhere with Fox Sports Go.
Pacers Weekly continues on 107.5 FM, 1070 The Fan. I'm Pat Boylan. Victor Oladipo had a season-high 36 points. It was the fourth time in his career he has scored that many points. He did that last night in the Pacers game against Toronto. And we were talking about consistency a little bit earlier, how the Pacers haven't lost to a team with a losing record since back in October. Oladipo has defined consistency. He is one of six players in the NBA who have scored 14 points or more in every single game. And that list of players that have scored 14 or more in every single game is impressive. It's LeBron James, James Harden, Blake Griffin, Giannis Antetokounmpo, Kevin Durant, and Victor Oladipo. The list of players who have scored 14 or more in every game this season. His performance of late has earned him a trip inside Denary's den. Chris?
Thanks a lot, Pat. I know disappointment in the Pacers locker room, Vic, but you guys were right there at the end. This has been the story all year long. You guys fight to the end, don't you?
Yeah, always. I mean, at the end of the day, anything is possible within a game. We've come back in situations like that and came out with a win. This time, unfortunately, we came up short, but we just got to do a better job of playing with a sense of urgency throughout the 48 minutes of a game.
A little bit about your game. You had a season-high 36. You shot 14 of 22 from the field in that first half, especially in that third quarter. You got to where you wanted to go, and your shot was really good. What's been the key for you this year in shooting the basketball so well?
Just shooting it with confidence, getting to my spots, and shooting the ball with confidence. Down the stretch in the fourth quarter, when they start making adjustments and trapping and things of that nature, just got to do a better job of reading the game and getting the ball to my teammates where they need it and make sure they're comfortable out there as well. But overall, man, we got a lot to learn from this game, and we got a home stretch coming up, and we got to be ready for it.
Yeah, this has been a very difficult stretch. You played a majority of your games on the road. What will it be like having a nice six-game homestand at home in front of the Indiana crowd?
It'd be good. You know, we need all our Pacer fans there. It's going to be a huge homestand for us. We need to have a great homestand, so we need their support out there as well. But overall, we just need to take care of home court, take it one game at a time.
I know you're not satisfied. Your teammates, you guys are 12-11, a game over 500. A lot of people, though, look at you guys as a surprise in the NBA. What do you need to do during this homestand the rest of the year of 2017 to continue to show these people what kind of basketball team you are?
Taking one game at a time. Just stay in the moment. Continue to strive for greatness and play together on both ends of the floor and leave it all out there every day. And we can live with the results.
All right, Victor Oladipo inside Denari's Den. We'll see you next week, Vic.
Thank you.
All right. Back to you, Pat.
Chris and Victor, thank you. And a special thanks to Chris, who went into the locker room after the game last night and got us that interview before talking with Eddie White on his post-game show and heading over on the plane back here to Indianapolis. Speaking of Eddie White, we've still got to hear from him a little bit later. We'll find out who Eddie White tracked down around the house. And I'll tell you, this is, if you are a basketball fan, a basketball diehard, he has, I think, one of the more interesting interviews that Eddie White has had in the history of the Around the House segment. He finds somebody who works for the Pacers in a department that you maybe don't know a whole lot about, but has a lot to do with the way the game is changing and evolving. And that Around the House segment with Eddie is coming up in just a little bit. We've heard from Mark Boyle once. Time to hear from him twice after the break. He's with Eddie Gill. This is Pacers Weekly.
Hi, Pacers fans. This is Glenn Robinson III. You know Bankers Life from the name on our home court, Bankers Life Fieldhouse. Bankers Life is also part of the CNO Financial Group family of insurance brands. And for every three-pointer we make this year, CNO Financial will donate $50 to the Pacers Foundation. Over the past 18 years, CNO Financial has donated more than $275,000 to the Pacers Foundation to help support young people in Indiana. Learn more at PacersFoundation.org or visit CNOINC.com. And let's go Pacers.
Through its local associate, Stanley Security Solutions has been involved in the Indianapolis community for over 70 years, supplying security products and services to some of the largest commercial, industrial, and institutional facilities in the world. With involvement in local community charities such as Habitat for Humanity and United Way, we are additionally honored to be a sponsor of the Pacers Call a Pacer Reading Program. Our more than 7,500 dedicated employees are proud to support the Indianapolis corporate community as a founding sponsor of Bankers Life Fieldhouse and your Indiana Pacers.
Hey Pacers fans, check out this great offer from Papa John's. The day after the Pacers score 90 or more points, you score 50% off regular menu price online orders at papajohns.com with promo code Pacers90. Only from Papa John's, official partner of the Indiana Pacers.
Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's.
Valid online only on regular menu priced items at participating locations for a limited time.
Not valid with any other coupons or discount.
Limited delivery area.
Delivery fee may apply and is not subject to discount offer.
Taxes extra.
Pacers fans, check out the new Pacers team store located inside Bankers Life Fieldhouse. Get all the best Pacers gear plus the best brands, including Nike, 47, New Era, and Under Armour. Also, make sure to look for the game night specials during all Pacers home and away games to steal a great deal. Can't make it to the store? Grab all the gear at thepacersteamstore.com. The Pacers Team Store, the place for all your Pacers needs.
Let's go.
Pacers Weekly continues on 107.5 FM, 1070 The Fan. We are here with you through the 10 o'clock hour. A lot of great guests, interviews to get to you. If you've been listening our radio broadcast or watching on television, you perhaps have seen Eddie Gill here recently on the road. Eddie was part of the radio broadcast, the color analyst, and has been on the television side with Jeremiah Johnson, who we will talk to in a little bit. So we hear again from Mark Boyle, and this time with Eddie Gill. Mark?
Thank you, Pat. We've just passed the quarter point of the season. The Pacers are plus 500. Going back to before the season started, Eddie, we didn't know what to expect. So are we pleased, disappointed, surprised, not? What do you look at in terms of where the Pacers are versus where we might have expected them to be at this stage of the season?
Yeah, Mark, I think you got to be pleased to some degree. Everyone, probably outside of the guys in that locker room, came in with lower expectations based on, you know, off-season acquisitions and transactions and trades and all that. Didn't really know what you had. You got a bunch of new players. So kind of set the bar lower, but I think they have gelled well, especially offensively, proving that they can score, and they work hard, they support each other, I think they hold each other accountable to some degree, still got the defensive end of the floor is definitely a work in progress, but overall got to be pleased but not content.
Let's touch on something you mentioned there, because I find this interesting. You mentioned outside that locker room, nobody expected anything. You've been inside that locker room. Do players pay attention to this, and is it any kind of a factor in terms of a motivational tool?
Yeah, you definitely hear it, but you don't necessarily give it any credence at all when you hear all the outside noise, especially me personally as a player. You know, and when you're on a team, those guys, for the most part, believe in themselves, think that they can win at the highest level. Otherwise, they're playing at the highest level right now. You wouldn't be who you are and get to where you are if you didn't really believe in yourself. So I think players, in generally speaking, and teams generally speaking, believe in themselves, you know, as the season approaches.
And then the other thing you mentioned that we've talked about from time to time on these visits and others and with Nate, new mix of guys. You talk about supporting each other, holding each other accountable. When you put a bunch of strangers in the room together, all of whom have egos, all of whom have their own individual aspirations, how difficult is it for a group of guys like that to come together so quickly?
Yeah, it's very difficult. I think one of the things that helped this team is they all had so many low expectations. So I think they kind of said, hey, we're going to band together and show everybody what we can do. You know, Victor Oladipo in the opening night made a comment. He said, there's some hoopers in this room after they beat Brooklyn opening night, had, you know, a big performance offensively. So they wanted to show everybody that they can play.
You did hit on something that has been and I think will continue to be a concern, and that's the defensive end of the floor. There has been gradual improvement, and the Pacers have moved up a little bit, but there are still nights like Houston the other night where it's really difficult for them to defend. Do you see that getting better as time goes on?
Yeah, it's a thing that's it's going to be a work in progress. Their style of play in terms of playing an open floor, playing fast, that takes energy to do that, right? So do you have that same amount of energy and same amount of focus to get back on the defensive end and really buckle down and really try to stop someone? That's something that's a mindset. It's something that it's going to take some time. And they'll start to figure out who is capable and who really wants to. It's a matter of will.
The other thing I wonder about when it comes to defense is this. When you're trying to play at a fast pace, and the Pacers are not the fastest paced team in the league, but they're in the top third, when you're getting up and down the floor, does it make it difficult in terms of picking up guys in transition and just getting set defensively? When your offense is such a focal point of what you're doing, do you tend to lose your defense sometimes?
And sometimes, but the great teams don't. You know, the great teams don't make that excuse. So it's definitely possible, and it definitely makes it more difficult, but the great teams just figure out a way to do it. And I think the communication is a really big factor in that. You know, as you're in transition, there's cross matches or whatever happened offensively, you may not be standing next to, quote unquote, your guy. So there may be some cross match there, but the communication piece is huge in making sure that all five guys have a body on a body.
Homestand starts Monday. It's the longest one of the year. It's six games. It's still relatively early in the season. It starts with some winnable games against the Knicks and the Bulls, but there are some good teams on the stand. The Cavs come in, the Nuggets come in, and so forth. How critical is the six-game homestand in terms of determining which direction this team might be headed?
Very, very critical. You always want to try to protect home court. It's where you should have an advantage to some degree. Obviously, got to play the games in between the lines, regardless to where you are. But it's home court. Want to protect it. Some solid teams coming in, and again, still early in the season, had some early success. But the Pacers are still right now trying to figure out their identity, who they are, even beyond the offensive end of the floor.
Do you have a feel yet for this? As I said earlier, we're past the quarter point. We know, for example, that Cleveland is good, Boston is good, Toronto is good, Detroit appears to be good. There are a bunch of teams, it seems to me, Eddie, that are in the same boat. They have legitimate playoff aspirations, but they're not good enough so that they can assume they're in the postseason. The Pacers, I think, are one of those. Do you see other teams in that mix that the Pacers are going to have to say, you know what, Philadelphia is a team we have to worry about, or Charlotte, or whomever? In other words, what I'm asking you is this. How legitimate are the Pacers in terms of making a run for one of those playoff spots?
I think there's an opportunity for them there, but you're exactly right, though. That 5-8, you know, spot, and they're really 4-8 maybe. Those spots are up for grabs to some degree. As the season wears on, those positions are going to get tighter. So every single game has to be approached with the right mindset, because you don't want to get to the end of the year and be two games out in ninth spot because you didn't take care of business on a couple games at home.
That's Eddie Gill. I'm Mark Boyle. The Pacers getting set to start a six-game homestand Monday. The Knicks are in, and the Pacers don't hit the road again until the middle of the month when they go to Brooklyn. Let's turn things back over to Pat Boylan.
Mark and Eddie, thank you. We'll take a break here on Pacers Weekly, and when we return, it's another Eddie. We go around the house with Eddie White, and he speaks with Spencer Anderson, who heads up the analytical department for the Indiana Pacers. So if you've ever wondered about analytics, some of the insides of the analytics department for an NBA team and just how much that has shaped the game recently, that's all coming up around the house with Eddie White and Spencer Anderson, coming up next on Pacers Weekly.
Financing was always a concern.
We were a brand new couple out of college.
First bought a dog, which made us buy the house, of course.
Knew we were getting married, so correct, we wanted something to be able to move into right away. We ended up finding Forum Credit Union, and through Forum Credit Union, we got pre-approved.
Really liked working with Forum, the best to offer rate-wise.
Everything went so smoothly.
Forum Credit Union made it easy.
Forum Credit Union, your money, your voice. Equal housing opportunity lender, NMLS number 469848.
Steak and Shake now has 24 meals for under $4. So after the game, you can feast on an original double and cheese steak burger meal, a triple steak burger meal, a chicken fingers meal, a chili cheese footlong meal, or any of the other 20 meals served with our famous thin and crispy fries, each under $4. Of course, you could also go to Steak and Shake before the game or during the game. There doesn't even have to be a game. You could go anytime. You could literally go right now. You're gone, aren't you? Hello? Get 24 meals for under $4, only at Steak and Shake.
Jack's Donuts, a family business and locally owned, is a proud partner of your Indiana Pacers. With 13 Central Indiana locations and 60 varieties of donuts, Jack's Donuts is a fan favorite. More variety, more donuts, more choices. Come see us. Jack's Donuts, since 1961, with 13 Central Indiana locations and over 60 varieties of donuts baked fresh every day. Learn more at jacksdonuts.com.
The Harlem Globetrotters will dribble into Bankers Life Fieldhouse with their action-packed world tour on Monday, January 15th at 2 p.m. Witness amazing Globetrotter moments that become unforgettable Globetrotter memories. Feel the dunks, see the ball handling, experience the antics that will have kids of all ages laughing the entire time. Don't miss the world-famous Harlem Globetrotters at the Fieldhouse for a special MLK Day performance at 2. Tickets on sale at Ticketmaster.com.
Time to go around the house with Eddie White here on Pacers Weekly with Spencer Anderson, manager of basketball administration. That really doesn't explain too much of his title. Spencer is highly involved with analytics for the Indiana Pacers, has been for some time now, and he tries to weather the storm. That is an Eddie White interview. Eddie?
Thanks, Pat. It is once again time to go around the house, and I think this may be one of the more interesting guests we have ever had. His title is Manager of Basketball Administration, but friends, that does no justice to what he's doing behind the scenes to help your Pacers win. He joins us now, the one and only Spencer Anderson. Spencer, how are you?
I'm doing well, Eddie. How are you doing? Thanks for having me on.
It's good to have you on. First of all, I said the title, Manager of Basketball Administration, but that doesn't define it. In a nutshell, tell the friends out there what you do for the Pacers.
Sure thing. So my primary role is actually within analytics, which, you know, I support the coaching staff, the front office, as well as the performance and training staff, really with data. There's all sorts of different ways that we're getting data these days, whether it be, you know, player tracking on the courts or during practice. We're logging, you know, how many miles the guys are running or how much work they're doing, and then providing that insight to the coaching staff as well as the performance and front office, like I said, and then helping them make decisions based on that data.
For a Joe dummy like me, when I hear analytics, I immediately go, uh-oh, it's like anchovies on a pizza. I'm like, no, I can't handle it. I don't understand why you'd put anchovies on a really good pizza. Analytics, I've heard about it in baseball. Of course, now it's in basketball. When did you first get interested in it? And then how long have the Pacers really been involved in it?
Sure. Well, you know, analytics, you know, sometimes, like you said, can bring on a certain connotation to it, but everyone's been using analytics for a long time. It's just using data and information that you have in order to make decisions. So, you know, I graduated from the University of Iowa in 2009 and knew I wanted to get into a front office of a basketball team, which, you know, I never dreamt that I actually would do it, but was lucky enough that my boss, Peter Dinwiddie, I met him out here during a sports law society trip when I was in law school, and then again at the sports analytics conference at MIT, and we had some conversations and applied for an internship with the Pacers and learned a little bit more and learned about how front offices are using data, and that was kind of one of my skill sets. So I tried to learn as much as I could. I did another internship with a company called Stats, which up until this season provided the player tracking data. I don't know if you're familiar with that, where they actually installed six cameras that originally were used to track missiles in Israel, which is crazy, to track players on the court and as well as the ball 30 times a second. So it's a massive amount of data. But, you know, really that's all this information, all this data is how the analytics movement has really been established. It's, you have to have some people who are going to spend the time to mine through that data and try and come up with some insights and help the decision makers.
You know, it's funny, I'm listening to you, there are a couple of things pop in my head. Is one, it basically analytics have been around a long time. It's just now there's more of it, and it's being digested and dissected more than the past. But we get a lot of young kids that listen to us that are, you know, at IU and Butler and whatever and Purdue, and they want to work in the sports business. And I think it says something how it seems to me you were resilient, you were networking, you were reaching out, you were separating yourself from the field, you were doing a lot of things to get to what would be your dream job working for a team, and you did that. I mean, and I think that's an important piece of this puzzle that I don't want to get missed by the listeners out there, that you have to do some things to get to where you are, and you certainly did that.
Yeah, and I mean, it's definitely a hard road, but it's definitely doable. I think internships and networking were the main parts, you know, that helped me be at that time. You know, I graduated from law school and I was about ready to take the bar, and I still had no idea whether I was going to get a job. It's July, you know, I'm taking the bar in a few more weeks, and then luckily I got the call from Peter saying that they were going to open up a spot for me, and just feel extremely lucky to be a part of the Pacers and a part of this great organization. And we see it time and time again, even within our department and elsewhere within the Pacers, folks who start as an intern, learn about the business, find out where they can match their skill sets to what the needs are of the business or the basketball side. And, you know, then they are the first people that we think of, you know, when we have a business need. I know that one of my first interns, I manage our intern program as well on the basketball side, and one of our first interns, Aaron Weaver, started as an intern, and now he got hired. Tim Brown is the same way on the basketball side. You know, Vance Catlin was he's now our pro scout. He started as an intern. It just goes on and on and on of folks who get the internship and then make the most of it, network, figure out how they can add value, and then do it. So it's pretty cool that we have so many people that you know, started with the Pacers and have really dedicated themselves throughout.
There's a message there where if you get an internship or you get an opportunity, and you can use any kind of connection to get it, where you know somebody, or you did good interview, but once you get there, it's up to you to make something of it, and a lot of these people did, which is, there's a message there, too. Before I let you go, and I can go on for like an hour with you, there got to be, we're all different, there has to be a really great feeling of satisfaction in you when you see, let's say, a non-believer of analytics or some coach that may say, and you see that moment when they're like, hey, wait a minute, there is something to this. There is something. I mean, the old adage, right? Numbers don't lie.
Right. Yeah, they don't lie. And the funny thing is probably 99% of the work that we do confirms what most of the people who would be non-analytics people already know. So it's just confirming what their experience is within basketball. But, you know, that 1% of the time, you know, we have to really do our due diligence, because sometimes, you know, it is that 1% that flips on a switch in that other person. And sometimes it's actually on us to make sure the data's right, that we did the right analysis. So any time that we get that those opportunities, we have to be darn sure, because we've got people who have been in basketball for years and years and played and coached and GM'd and everything like that. So it is fun when we uncover those little nuggets, but most of the time we're just confirming what everyone else is seeing. So, yeah.
Well, if there are any non-believers out there, they'd have to go back far. Just a month or so ago when the World Series champion was crowned, the Houston Astros, yeah. They went back and were the lousiest team in baseball by design, and then built it through analytics, and it's proven analytics could be one of the hallmarks, one of the bricks that you need as you build a championship organization, and that's where we're headed. That's what we're doing. Spencer, thank you so much for your time today, and we meant to get you on again because this is such a very interesting subject. I'm sure we get a lot of feedback from this, so thank you, my friend, for stopping by.
Thank you, Eddie. Love to come on anytime.
Now, Patrick, the one thing I don't need analytics for is to know that you, Patrick, are one smart kid. Back to you, my friend.
All right, Eddie White and Spencer Anderson, thank you. I told you that was, I think, one of the more interesting interviews of the year, Eddie and Spencer talking analytics on Pacers Weekly here this morning. All right, time for an update from the Fort Wayne Mad Ants, the Pacers G League affiliate, up a couple hours Northeast. They have been fantastic, winners of 8 in a row. The Mad Ants sit at the top of the Central Division. They are 8-1. They lost their first game of the season and haven't lost since. And the Mad Ants are a game and a half ahead of second place Wisconsin, who are the Milwaukee Bucks G League affiliate. Mad Ants play next tonight. They host the Westchester Knicks at the Allen County War Memorial Coliseum in Fort Wayne. If you're in the Fort Wayne area, perhaps listening on the stream, you can head over there. If you are not and want to catch the game, all games are streamed live to Facebook Live. You just have to like the Mad Ants or the G League, and you can watch the Mad Ants games there live. The Pacers from time to time have players down or coming back up. EK and Ibogu is the most recent example, a nice young-looking player for the Pacers who is down with Fort Wayne right now. Walter Lemon Jr. is averaging 27 points per game down there. He's an early candidate for G League, the G League MVP. So the Fort Wayne Mad Ants have been cruising down there in Fort Wayne. And again, they play again tonight at 7 o'clock. Facebook is where you can watch that game. It's time to round out our show with a couple of live guests. Jeremiah Johnson and Mark Monteith will join us before we hit 11 o'clock. Mark is next. He's live on Pacers Weekly.
Through our local associates, Stanley Security, one of the world's leading global security providers, has been involved in the Indianapolis community for over 70 years, supplying security products and service to the commercial, industrial, and institutional facilities. Stanley is a founding sponsor of Bankers Life Fieldhouse and the official security products provider of the Indiana Pacers. Find out how Stanley Security can provide a solution for you at stanleysecurity.com.
Hi, Pacer fans. This is Victor Oladipo. You know Bankers Life from the name on our home court, Bankers Life Fieldhouse. Bankers Life is also part of the CNO Financial Group family of insurance brands. CNO Financial is based right here in Central Indiana. In fact, they are one of the 10 largest companies in the state, providing health and life insurance, as well as retirement solutions to middle-income Americans across Indiana and nationwide. Learn more about CNO Financial and its Central Indiana roots at CNOINC.com. That's CNOinc.com. And let's go, Pacers.
Pacers fans, don't miss a game just because you're not in front of a TV. You can watch Pacers basketball anywhere with Fox Sports Go.
Stevenson scores and a foul.
Never miss a moment of the action. Launch the Fox Sports Go app on your phone or tablet. Sign in and stream the Pacers.
Here goes Oladipo.
Take every game, pregame, and postgame along for the ride no matter where you go. Watch Pacers basketball on Fox Sports Indiana. And when you're on the move, stream the Pacers anywhere with Fox Sports Go.
At St. Vincent, we know getting care for your everyday life means you need more than an everyday doctor. You need one that listens. And that's just what Ascension Doctors at St. Vincent do. Listening to you helps us see your whole picture. And with doctors who take the time to understand you, getting the care you need has never been easier. Find compassionate, personalized, and convenient care that is right for you at GetSt.VincentCare.com.
We're live on the Circle in downtown Indianapolis, continuing Pacers Weekly here on Saturday morning, 107.5 FM, 1070 The Fan. Mark Monteith is with us. He joins us live now. First topic of conversation, Mark, I think has to be Victor Oladipo, 36 points despite the Pacers' loss last night. You know, we're just past the quarter pole of the season. A little bit bigger picture on Victor Oladipo. He seems to be exceeding expectations in every single way. You're around him a lot. What has he done to seemingly elevate his game, I guess, to another level, and sometimes at a point in a player's career where you don't see quite as much of a jump?
Yeah, I think it's a combination of things. One is opportunity. You know, he's a much bigger part of this offense than he was in Oklahoma City, and he's also more experienced than he was in Orlando, but he really rededicated himself over the summer. You know, he lost 20 pounds, which, you know, you might expect that from a center or power forward sometimes, but not from a guard. But he lost weight. He really worked hard to get into the best shape possible. I remember Nate McMillan saying that when they had their conditioning test at the beginning of training camp, Victor was the guy. He was the one who far and away excelled in that. And he's put a lot of time into his shot, too, and he's shooting better. So he was a great athlete to begin with, and then he worked really hard over the summer to amplify that, and now he's in a situation where he's got great opportunity to score.
Mark Monteith is with us. Mark, we discussed around this time last year a whole lot at the beginning part of the season when the Pacers were treading water and maybe not living quite up to expectations about how this is a new team, there's a lot of moving pieces. In that case, there were three new players in the starting lineup. This year, there have been as many, if not more, moving pieces when you consider the fact that your leading scorer left and your new leading scorer is only 20-some games in. Why do you think this year's team has seemingly adjusted, gelled, whatever word you want to use, a lot quicker?
I think the personalities mesh. I think it's a collection of younger players who haven't done anything and really want to excel. They're personally motivated. They're good guys. They're smart guys. And you combine them with veterans like Darren Collison and Thad Young, who also haven't really done anything in their career as far as team success. They're all hungry. Their skills mesh, their personalities mesh, and it's just come together really nicely. You got to give the front office credit, certainly. There are always things that happen, good and bad, outside the control of the front office. And in this case, I think something good's happened. You know, they knew they were getting good guys. They knew the talents of these guys. But I think it's worked out better than even they could have expected.
We take a look now to our Twitter questions. And James is asking about Miles Turner. His night last night, Turner goes 7 for 11. So he's a great night shooting, 17.6 rebounds. James is asking, Turner shoots 11 shots along with Boyan. That is the low for the starters. He was in a little bit of foul trouble early. James is asking, would you like to see Miles Turner take more shots?
Well, sometimes, you know, if it's in the flow of the offense. You know, Victor Oladipo was having a big game last night, so that takes up a fair number of shots. You know, Miles Turner, to me, if he wants more shots, needs to enhance the skill set and be more effective around the basket. He gets the ball down there, and a lot of times, even if he's guarded by a smaller player, will kick it back out, or he'll throw up a rather awkward shot that misses. So he has to put himself in position to get more shots. But you've got five players in that starting lineup, not to mention guys off the bench who are capable scorers. And it's going to be practically impossible to keep all of them involved all the time. You'd like to have perfect balance, I guess, of every single one of them getting 10 to 12 shots, but that's not going to happen. You know, the flow of the game is going to determine who gets shots a lot of times. So they're not going away from Miles. And Miles is basically a perimeter shooter right now. So he's going to be at the mercy of how the teams defend pick and roll and who's guarding him and which one of its teammates is hot, that type of thing. So I don't think Nate McMillan should be dedicated toward getting more shots for Miles Turner. I think Miles Turner should be more dedicated to getting shots for himself within the flow of the offense.
All right, Mark, two-part final question here. We have six home games coming up, so I know you're going to be busy and there's going to be a lot of content heading over to Pacers.com. What do the fans have to look forward to in that regard? And you, right after this interview, have a busy day ahead.
Yeah, it's going to be a fun homestand. Six straight home games, Pat, and there haven't been many longer homestands in the history of the Pacers. I found an 8-game stretch in their very first season. They actually had a 10-game road trip in their second season. That was broken up into two segments, and Slick Linder became the head coach during the break between those two segments. But hard to imagine 10 consecutive road games. So rare opportunity for the Pacers with six straight home games coming up. They need to take advantage of that, obviously, and Pacers.com will have all the coverage of it, both practices between games and the games themselves. And yes, as I'm talking to you now, I am in the parking lot in front of the Barnes & Noble at River Crossing, which is on East 82nd Street, just east of the Fashion Mall, Keystone at the Crossing. I'll be signing copies of my Pacers book, Reborn, from 11 to 2. So I encourage everybody to come out, and we'll talk about the Pacers' history and hope to sell some books.
All right, Pacers.com writer Mark Monteith, good luck with everything related to your book here this afternoon, and we will talk to you, I guess, when we have the Pacers have the weekend off, which is very rare. So we will talk to you on Monday night as a part of the Kroger pregame show. Mark, thanks.
Yes, sir. And I'll be on with Jersey Johnny at 11:45. I'll take a break from the signing, so look forward to that.
All right, so you can hear more Mark Monteith with Jersey Johnny on this station in about an hour. We wrap things up with Jeremiah Johnson, Pacers TV host and sideline reporter, will join us live. That's coming up next on Pacers Weekly.
Financing was always a concern.
We were a brand new couple out of college.
First bought a dog, which made us buy the house, of course.
Knew we were getting married, so
correct.
We wanted something to be able to move into right away. We ended up finding Forum Credit Union, and through Forum Credit Union, we got pre-approved.
Really liked working with Forum. The best to offer, rate-wise.
Everything went so smoothly.
Forum Credit Union made it easy.
Forum Credit Union. Your money, your voice. Equal housing opportunity lender. NMLS number 469848.
I love helping people get what they need. So when you order with ClickList from Kroger, I make sure you get everything you ask for, picked fresh and just the way you like it. Whole organic milk? Done. Two ripe bananas, one green, and today's fresh bread? Got it. With ClickList, I'm your personal shopper, so you can trust me to pick out the best produce, meats, and groceries, fresh, bagged, and ready when you arrive.
Order online, pick up curbside at store. Now featuring same-day pickup. Visit Kroger.com/ClickList.
Celebrate the holidays at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway with Lights at the Brickyard. Drive your car on the track, cross the famous Yard of Bricks, and experience over 2.5 million lights, 500 light displays, and over 40 different holiday scenes at the racing capital of the world. Make Lights at the Brickyard part of your family's holiday tradition at IMS, starting November 17th through December 30th. Book your Speedy Pass today at ims.com/lights.
Pacers fans, check out the new Pacers team store located inside Bankers Life Fieldhouse. Get all the best Pacers gear, plus the best brands, including Nike, 47, New Era, and Under Armour. Also, make sure to look for the game night specials during all Pacers home and away games to steal a great deal. Can't make it to the store? Grab all the gear at thepacersteamstore.com. The Pacers team store, the place for all your Pacers needs.
Jeremiah Johnson joining us live here on Pacers Weekly. Jeremiah, I think I heard the stat from Chris Denari on the Eddie White postgame show last night on the radio that the Pacers have played as many home games as Orlando, and or as many road games as Orlando, and that is tops in the NBA. So first question to you, you're looking forward to 2 weeks back at home here that start today for you for the games on Monday against New York.
Definitely looking forward to that, looking forward to putting the suitcase away for a couple of weeks. You know, it's odd, we're such creatures of habit. This first week of December, the team is almost always in a Western Conference road trip because of the circus. And with no circus, there were no blackout dates. And so you can have a little bit of a different feel to the schedule. And it made the schedule, I think, a little more difficult in the early going for the Pacers. And then December sets up for a situation where it could benefit them. So I'm looking forward to it. I think I did a count in December, 10 home games, 5 on the road, just 2 back-to-back sets. So it is an opportunity. But as I asked Quinn Buckner after the game last night, what's the situation or the mindset? And you can't let up. You can't just assume because these are home games that they're going to be wins. And I think we've talked on our podcast. I don't think this is the kind of team that will take anyone lightly. They won't take any game for granted. And so even if there are some easier or better situation schedule-wise games, I think they'll play just as hard, and that should set them up well.
Yeah, good transition there. If you are not following Pacers Sound on iTunes or on SoundCloud, make sure to do that. Jeremiah and I have a podcast once a week. This show as well, Pacers Weekly, ends up on our SoundCloud page. You just have to search Pacers Sound on anywhere where you might get a podcast, and you can catch some of that content. Curious on your thoughts on the road trip as a whole. You are there. I'm here in the studio watching. And My thoughts were there was a lot of times where I was listening to the game, watching on TV, and thinking, you know, man, the Pacers are playing pretty well here for an extended stretch during some of those games. Toronto, Houston, two of the top teams in the league, both play very well at home. Maybe just not enough of that play, but I certainly thought there were positives in both of those games and stretches of play where you could take positives away, despite the fact that they didn't come up with a win in either.
I think I would agree with you. I think that both of the Pacers-Raptors games over the last week have shown against a really good team they can play for four quarters and be right there. And they won the home game and they lost the road game. And sometimes the difference in a game like that, one or two possessions, that home court advantage is key. And Toronto has the best home win percentage in the NBA right now. So I think there are some positives. The other thing I would think is the Pacers haven't really had any real frustrating losses. I guess maybe you could say the Knicks loss where you had a big lead and the Pelicans would fit under that category. But the two games against Houston were the only over 20-point margins. And even in the second Houston game, I mean, the Pacers were kind of right there at halftime and in a position, and they went on one of their patented runs where they just started knocking down threes and kind of put the game a little bit out of reach. I think Nate McMillan and the coaching staff, they know against teams like that, they have a much smaller margin for error. And in both of those games, really, I think the team missed so many layups and fast break opportunities that it really cost them the chance to be able to be there to pull off what, you know, would have been either one would have been considered an upset. So I think there are some things to build on. And despite the two losses, nothing to be real disappointed or hang your head about, as long as you can now turn around and play just as good, if not better, in these home games.
A 6-game homestand is coming up, as you alluded to. You will have pregame coverage coming up on Monday. We're still a couple of days away from that, but 6:30 is where you can catch Jeremiah as part of the Fox Sports pregame show. We have about a minute here. What are you looking forward to most on this home trip coming up and a potential to discuss with this Monday game on the pregame show against New York?
Well, obviously, with the Knicks, you're looking forward to seeing if Porzingis will play, because he was such a star, and the way he played at the end of the game at Madison Square Garden was remarkable. So he had that ankle injury. It'll be interesting to see what he's able to do. And, looking forward to just summing up the whole month. One game in, how are things looking, and how they'll fare.
All right, that's Jeremiah Johnson joining us live here on Pacers Weekly. You can catch him at 6:30 on Monday night on Fox Sports Indiana. JJ, thanks for your time here this morning.
Okay, thanks, Pat.
That's Jeremiah Johnson. Again, 6 straight home games coming up. Pacers.com/tickets is how you can be there. Or if you'd like perhaps to look for something down the road, a Christmas-type gift, the Pacers 5-day holiday packs are on sale. Pacers.com/tickets is how you can get information on both of those. Monday, December 4th, Pacers versus Knicks, 7 o'clock, 6:30 on the Kroger pregame shows on radio and on television. That'll wrap it up for this week's Pacers Weekly Journey. Jersey Johnny is next. We will talk to you at 10 a.m. on next Saturday.
Hi, Pacers fans. This is Glenn Robinson III. You know Bankers Life from the name on our home court, Bankers Life Fieldhouse. Bankers Life is also part of the CNO Financial Group family of insurance brands. And for every three-pointer we make this year, CNO Financial will donate $50 to the Pacers Foundation. Over the past 18 years, CNO Financial has donated more than $275,000 to the Pacers Foundation to help support young people in Indiana. Learn more at pacersfoundation.org or visit CNOINC, that's CNOinc.com, and let's go Pacers.
Through its local associate, Stanley Security Solutions has been involved in the Indianapolis community for over 70 years, supplying security products and services to some of the largest commercial, industrial, and institutional facilities in the world. With involvement in local community charities such as Habitat for Humanity and United Way, we are additionally honored to be a sponsor of the Pacers Call a Pacer Reading Program. Our more than 7,500 dedicated employees are proud to support the Indianapolis corporate community as a founding sponsor of Bankers Life Fieldhouse and your Indiana Pacers.
Jason's Deli offers a variety of healthy options, starting with a salad bar that has over 30 items and many organics. We believe in wholesome ingredients, awesome taste, and no surprises. Thanks to our decades of experience in fresh food preparation and delivery, Jason's Deli is able to provide breakfast, lunch, and dinner for all your catering needs throughout the Indianapolis area. Come visit Jason's Deli today at Bankers Life Fieldhouse, 82nd Street and 116th and Allisonville Road. Check us out online at jasonsdeli.com.
Hi, Pacers fans. This is Chris Denary. Did you know that Indiana has some of the hardest water in the country? To improve the quality of water in your home, do what I did. Choose a whole home water treatment system from Kinetico. Our glasses no longer have a chalky white film, our sinks and tubs stay cleaner longer, and I know our drinking water is safe for the whole family, including my dogs Granger and Bailey. Visit KineticoIndy.com today to set up your free in-home water test. Kinetico, official sponsor of the Indiana Pacers.